Strength in Humility. Your message from your chairman, Barry Koop. I've no doubt that many of you will be saddened to hear about the passing of our former president, Ray Hassan, OBE. Ray joined the charity more than 40 years ago after being badly injured by an IRA parcel bomb. He lost his sight, most of his hearing, and one of his hands. And yet, despite this, he went on to become one of the most admired and respected figures this charity has ever seen. I only met Ray once at our Brighton Centre in 2014, but as he gave me a tour of the building he loved so much, I couldn't help but be impressed by his humility. He was a quiet man, but had such passion for and appreciation of our charity. He was also very brave and managed to build a full life for himself. It was Ray's wish that in his final days he would be cared for by our team at the centre, so it's very heartening that when he was nearing the end, our staff were able to make this happen virtually without moving mountains to do so. Our president, Colin Williamson, a good friend of Ray's as well as his successor, will attend the funeral on behalf of us all. I'm sure that Colin will represent us well and pass on our sincere condolences to Ray's family. It's often said that loss can serve to remind us of what's truly important in life. I find in my role that it's all too easy to get bogged down in the administrative tasks, the paperwork and meetings. But as necessary as all this is, it's the human connections that really make my life sparkle. On this note, you may remember back in February I wrote about a visit I made to member Graham Forshaw, former county councillor for West Sussex. Graham had invited me to his house to present me with a beautiful pair of silver scissors given to him as part of his councillor role. They will be used to cut the ribbon at the grand opening of our Rustington Centre. I was delighted to be able to visit Graham again last month and see that although his health is worsening, his enthusiasm for the charity remains as strong as ever. This time I was the one presenting the gift, a medal bearing the name of a First World War veteran, symbolising the courage and strength of all our members. Graham's wife, Pat, later told me how grateful he is for all the charity has done for him, so much so that when he was well enough to venture out, he would never leave without first donning his Blind Veterans UK cap. How fortunate we are to be part of such a proud organisation. I've no doubt Graham's spirit would have made our former president very happy indeed.